I was touring a crab market and I was arguing that I did not believe that we should be selling elephants, as elephants were not a part of the Jamaican culture. However, I was promptly informed by the vendor that an elephant with the tusks turned up is a universal representation of good luck and therefore a major seller in the market. As bright as I think I am, I cannot know the vending of craft better than the vendors of craft.
With that in mind, Junior Tourism Minister Damien Crawford says there needs to be a system that allows vendors of crafts to be major participants and facilitators in their own movement. We look at that and some other plans being implemented to boost the craft sector. Our No Jamaica feature also comes up at the end of the program. I'm Camille Guthrie. Thanks for tuning in.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
A craft strategy is being developed to ensure maximum benefit is derived from the $4 billion art and craft industry. Junior Tourism Minister Damien Crawford says this is part of the overall development of the craft sector.
The craft strategy, one in which we are seeking to enhance and increase the profitability of the craft sector, in particular as it relates to those who participate in the vending of craft in the tourism areas.
The craft strategy will seek to establish a body to govern the sector.
The other thing we're looking at is to have a craft council to bring together all the activities that are being done. Craft is a multidisciplinary activity and therefore the multi-ministries that are in charge. But we're putting in a craft council that will actually coordinate the craft activities, the marketing, the promotion, even the disciplinary aspects of it.
The aim of the craft strategy is to address several issues in the sector while improving on systems and methods that have been tested and proven to work.
One legitimate complaint of craft vendors is the inability to compete with the hotel gift shops and the inbound stores. The hotel gift shops have the competitive advantage of proximity. After all, you're staying right there. They also have the competitive advantage of the control of information. Simply saying, nothing else exists. While the inbound shop has the competitive advantage of system selling, also being capable to sell duty-free items. However, they also have the strength of cash, which facilitates the payola system that has entrenched itself in the tourism industry.
Steps have been taken to help craft vendors become more competitive while the craft policy is being developed.
To this extent, it is this ministry that started the authentic Jamaica brand that can only be sold in the craft market to ensure that there are booklets in the planes and the rooms suggesting to visitors that we have these crafts that can only be sought, only be found by our craft vendors.
Minister Crawford says laws will also be put in place to support the Authentic Jamaican Craft Initiative.
As soon as we achieve a critical mass of craft producers and artisans, we intend to move for a law to force imported craft to conspicuously and permanently bear the country of origin.
The One Community Craft Project is another initiative designed to fuel development of the sector. To learn more about the craft strategy, call the Tourism Ministry at 920-492-6230 or visit their website at mot.gov.jm. In our No Jamaica feature today, we stop over in Westmoreland's capital, Savannah-la-Mar. The chief town and shipping port in Westmoreland was the Sabana de la Mar of the Spaniards. Sabana de la Mar, when translated, means the plain by the sea. During English occupation of the island, the de was dropped and the name became Savannah-la-Mar, sometimes abbreviated Sav-la-Mar. And if you hear Westmorelandites talking about Sav, it's Savannah-la-Mar that they're referring to. That wraps up our program for today. I'm Camille Guthrie inviting you to join me again on the next edition of Tourism Roundup. Until then, one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.